So, wherever you are, you might want to move. But if you don't want to move and you're happy where you are, just begin by closing your eyes. And really tuning into your body, the position that you are sitting in. Are there any adjustments that need to be made? Even if they're just micro adjustments. Sometimes we might think, oh, my jaw's not tense. And then with a breath and our attention to our jaw, we can relax it even more. So check in with your jaw. I can see some of you already with your neck, with your shoulders. And give yourself even more permission this morning to sink in and really connect to the support of the surfaces beneath you, whether that's just under your sit bones or behind your back. Really feel your body meeting that surface. And also, as we have spoken about in depth this morning, allow yourself even more to be supported by this community around you. Feel the support of the community as tangibly as you can feel the cushions beneath you or behind you. It is tactile. And in doing that, I will borrow Callie's word, allow yourself to feel grounded yet weightless, to be held effortlessly by this space. And as you settle in, just call your attention to your breathing body. So often we move through the world with our breath entirely out of our awareness. But I invite you now to welcome in those three grounding, balancing, second circle, deep breaths. You might begin by breathing in through your nose, expanding your belly as you inhale fully, and then slowly exhaling through your mouth, feeling that complete release as your belly deflates like a balloon. And then again, in through your nose, expanding your belly. Slow, long exhale through your mouth. And now, one more time. See if you can deepen your in-breath even more and lengthen the out-breath. And when you have completed the cycle of breaths, just allow your breathing to return to a natural rhythm. No efforting, no forcing, no directing. Just notice the space you have created inside of yourself to feel more at ease, more relaxed. You might notice some weather patterns moving through because we all carry those storms inside of us. Might be habitual tensions, brewing anxieties, or storms that arrive as endless demands or caretaking or list making, but just let us practice together, letting go. breathing in calm skies. As Kim said, soft and silky water. And breathing out any tension, tightness, any urge to perform or prepare. Just you. Just breath, just us breathing together, softening, surrendering. It is here we begin to dance with the gifts of our imagination. So wave that wand, summon a transformation, and manifest the portal. I invite you now to enter the anatomy of your heart. Imagine yourself wandering mindfully, curiously, tenderly through her four hollow chambers, investigating, listening intently to the drum beat of you, the soundtrack of your soul. Who and what does your heart hold? How is she bold? Where does she hurt? When does she flirt? Where does she bathe herself in joy? What self-love practices does she employ? Where is she cracked with grief, layers of loss revealed? How is she blossoming, stitched, healed? Enter her illuminated atriums with awe. Taste belonging as you open her door. Tour her left and right ventricles on a dark, velvety night. Beam intently into her hidden corners, becoming starlight. Remember, the vital fingerprint of this organ is utterly unique. Your own whispers and declarations, your own valleys and peaks. Place your palms on her pulse, your ear to her walls. Pay homage to her homecoming and pledge to heed all her calls. And as you decorate her chambers with fragrant petals and beautiful art, delight in the purest intimacy of all between you and your heart. I invite you now to take some quiet moments to breathe deeply and tune in with precision to your heart's transmission. Follow her beat. Feel the body electric waves of her inner ocean. Cradle her close and let her roam free. Offer her wild meadow flowers, soothing broth, and the hug of your attention. Now, very, very slowly, with a soft focus, open your eyes as you hold your hand to your heart. Imprint that journey, and when you are ready, you might want to stretch your arms or roll your shoulders. And you might want to take a short break, or you might be ready right now to pick up your pen and arrive on your page. And this could be with a reflection, a memory, a story, real or imagined, answers to questions, or more questions asked. And let your heart, of course, lead the way. And I'll give us about 12 minutes.